When you go to a new job, your boss has vetted, approved, and hired you. But when a new boss comes in and you're already there, it's a different and sometimes less certain dynamic. But that's just what hundreds of thousands of federal employees will face when the Trump administration takes over in January. How do you prepare, and how as a manager can you prepare your people? For some answers, Mallory Barg-Bowman, Director of Research at the Partnership for Public Service. And I guess, Mallory, everybody's a little bit bleary-eyed still a week later now. Really shocking results. What's your best advice?
Good morning, Tom. So most federal employees stayed up late watching and are probably even still tired at this point. But, you know, one thing you have to remember, and I know you know this as well as anybody, so many of the issues that federal employees work on and care deeply about and that citizens rely on them for, you know, whether it's keeping our water safe, making sure our food is safe, making sure our nation is safe. These are things that didn't pause for the election, and they're not going to pause to wait for inauguration. And these are issues that federal employees went to work last Tuesday working on and probably went back on Wednesday. And these are really critical national issues. And there are so many important things that need to keep happening while the transition effort is underway.
And so really, for most people, it's just simply a matter of keeping your head down and doing your work, because you can't really control what's going to happen.
Necessarily say that. So there's a couple different things that need to happen. One thing the Partnership for Public Service has worked with both campaigns actually during the election on is making sure that they were ready to govern on day one. This included talking to both the Trump campaign and the Clinton campaign about what it means to manage this large and complex entity that's the federal government. And what will need to happen between now and January is agencies will start to see landing teams coming in from the incoming administration. Those are individuals who are there to learn more about the agency and figure out how the agency runs. For the most part, this is a really small group of individuals that most federal employees won't interact much with. The real differences will start to come in January after the inauguration, when 4,000 political leaders will leave their posts and new ones will start to be appointed. And one thing the Partnership for Public Service has said quite a bit is that we really are encouraging the incoming Trump administration to appoint those individuals as quickly as possible. And not only as quickly as possible, but make sure that they are the type of people who are ready to run the complex institutions within our government.
We really can't tell at this point or predict who those people might be, but I wonder if it's at least fair to predict that coming in from the Trump side, people might not be as familiar with the norms and practices of government as people that might have come in through the Hillary Clinton side.
I think that's a reasonable assumption. One thing that the Partnership for Public Service has been working on actually throughout the campaigns is trying to create job descriptions. One of the truly surprising things is for those top 4,000 political positions, there actually isn't job descriptions. And so we selected the top 100 positions and have been working with several executive search firms on a pro bono basis to make sure that there are job descriptions for those top positions, whether it's the Assistant Secretary for Administration and Management, whether it's even the secretary position, making sure that there are position descriptions so the incoming administration knows the type of responsibilities that that person will have and also the type of qualifications that they should have. We did a report last year with Booz Allen Hamilton looking at chief operating officers, the chief management official within the agency. And when we started looking at the background of those individuals, you know, you look at the responsibilities of that job, and it's a person with extensive management responsibilities within the agency. And we found that in many cases, the person in that job hadn't ever managed a large and complex agency. So what we're really saying is for these large managerial jobs, management experience is really important, and understanding the magnitude of the position.
So if you are a federal employee, then maybe it's good to keep in mind that they might be just as nervous about this as you are about them, and maybe you can help them in some way.
That's right. And one of the things, you know, you use the word nervous, and I think that's a really important thing to focus on. You know, this is an opportunity for supervisors to really play an important role for the workforce. Many individuals, just because it's a time of change and uncertainty, are going to be feeling a sense of nervousness, a sense of vulnerability. This is a time where communication is really important. The Partnership for Public Service and Deloitte, before the election, had talked with federal managers about how they were feeling. And one of the things that we really distilled was how important communication is. And frankly, this isn't something that always goes very well within agencies. According to the most recent Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey that OPM does, only about half of employees reported that they were satisfied with the communication that they receive from their organization about what's going on. And that's during a normal time. Frankly, that's pretty low. So this is really a time where people need a lot of communication and a lot of different types of communication, whether it's using social media, outlets like LinkedIn, or maybe it's through town hall meetings. Maybe it's a time to go visit some of the field offices and spend time one-on-one listening to people and talking to them.
We're speaking with Mallory Barg-Bowman, Director of Research at the Partnership for Public Service. Do you think it's wise for a manager or someone who has functional responsibility for some program or project within the federal government to perhaps prepare a small set of bullet points about what the program is all about and what they do? Because often people might come in and walk through and say, well, what is this and what are you doing here?
A pretty elaborate process that goes on within the agencies to make sure that the incoming administration has the information they need. Frequently, it was, you know, piles and piles of paper. One thing the partnership has actually worked on with others this year is making sure that it's a standardized template, that you're really getting individuals who are coming into this, you know, new administration who really, frankly, may be overwhelmed themselves, exactly what they need to know and in a usable format that, you know, in some cases, hundreds and hundreds of pages and thick binders are going to be really a lot to sort through. Ultimately, they may be what they need, but there's going to be sort of levels of that. And some of the transition teams, those landing teams that I talked about earlier, are going to be the first ones to start becoming up to speed on the different programs and policies within an agency.
But even with electronic formats and distillations and all that, ultimately you're dealing with people. And so I would think that it would be useful for a given manager or project leader, whatever the case might be, to be able to communicate at a human level with the new boss what it is that's actually going on, because often documents don't really capture the day-to-day reality.
And that's a great suggestion. And it's really going to be about being able to sit down, have those conversations, and just knowing that that might take some time, though, for... You know, we certainly hope that the top 100 positions get appointed by Inauguration Day, and that is something that we really are going to continue to push for. But there may be a lag in some of these leadership positions, but having that information, knowing how to communicate it, and being ready to communicate is really essential.
And I guess maybe we should take a few minutes to let people be reminded that in our civil service system, those that are career feds are protected in their jobs. And this is not like, you know, a banana republic where everybody gets tossed out and a whole bunch of new people come in. It's really just the leadership and policy positions that change.
That's exactly right. What you're talking about is the top political positions, political appointees. This does not affect the stability immediately of the federal workforce, but it does affect how they feel about their jobs. And we're going to be releasing in another couple of weeks the best places to work in the federal government rankings, which is an indication for the new administration about how employees feel about their jobs. And, you know, early signs out of OPM have been really positive from what they've, you know, released about the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, which, you know, the Partnership for Public Services uses for our best places to work in the federal government rankings. But paying attention to employee morale, how employees feel, whether they're satisfied, whether they're committed, whether they're willing to put forth that discretionary effort. These are going to be the things that we're going to be focusing on in the next administration and making sure that managers are as well.
Good advice for both sides. Mallory Barg-Bowman is Director of Research at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Tom.
Find this and all of our transition-related interviews at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.